Hob Kazak, also a Nigan of the Shpolo Zeder. This Nigan has been ascribed to the Tzaddik, the Shpolo Zeder. It was his custom to travel from place to place among the villages of the Ukraine and White Russia to collect funds for the mitzvah of Pidyon Shavuim, ransoming imprisoned Jews, while also bringing the hearts of his brethren closer to their Father in Heaven. There are many stories about Pidyon Shavuim undertaken in which the Shpolo Zeder was involved. Among them is the following story. In the old days, Ukrainian and Russian landowners would imprison Jews who were unable to pay their rent on inns they had leased. When the landowners celebrated their holidays, they would dress the Jew in a bearskin and force him to dance with a Kazakh. The Kazakhs were very strong men and expert dancers. When the weakened Jew was unable to keep up with the Kazakh's dancing, the Kazakh would beat him mercilessly with his strap. Once, when an imprisoned Jew was waiting to be taken out by his landowner to dance with the Kazakhs, the Shpolo Zeder, by some miracle, managed to take his place, and the bearskin was duly placed on him. When the time came for him to dance with the Kazakh before the landowner, the Shpolo Zeder, who had been taught to dance by Eliyahu, danced better than the Kazakh, who eventually collapsed, begging to be spared the whip. The Nigan portrays this story. Thus it begins with a slow rhythm, indicating that they were dancing slowly. Little by little they progress with the dance. The tempo increases and becomes more and more vigorous. Eventually, one participant dances faster than the other, finishing with a cry of Hop Kazakh, meaning that he has surpassed the Kazakh. This Nigan has a joyous melody expressing the hope and powerful emotions during divine worship. Another version of the story states that the Shpolo Zeder used to dance to this Nigan at the Malava Malka meal of Mitzvah Shabbos, saying that he learned it from Eliyahu Hanavi. In Lubavitch, the custom is to sing the Hop Kazakh Nigan during the meals of Simchas Torah, and especially during the meal of Achlin Shel Pesach. Some also sing it at a feast of a circumcision. In a Sicha, the Rebbe said that the Shpolo Zeder's Nigan is one of the features of Achlin Shel Pesach. The Nigan Hop Kazakh was specifically chosen because, as a dance melody, it relates to the feet. The connection between this Nigan and Pesach involves three things about the Shpolo Zeder that are related to Pesach. The first thing is that the Shpolo Zeder had a very powerful love for his fellow Jew, as is demanded by Chassidus. The story about how the Baal Shem Tov placed his hand over his heart, or the heart of the Shpolo Zeder, and from then on, the Shpolo Zeder possessed a warm heart, is well known. This love for a fellow Jew is connected especially to Pesach, for although the giving of the Torah came about because God's love of the Jews, as we say in Davening, who chooses his people Israel with love, this does not compare to the love that was revealed during the Exodus from Egypt, as it says, "For Israel is as a young lad whom I love." Why is Israel compared specifically to a young lad? Because the love that parents have for their small children is incomparably greater than that for a grown child. Therefore, though the love of the Jewish people is existent all year long, Pesach, the head of all festivals, has a special connection to the verse, "For Israel is as a young lad whom I love." The second thing about the Shpolo Zeder were his acts of Pidyon Shvuim. This is also one of the features of Pesach, the festival of our freedom, when the Jews were redeemed from Egypt. The third thing about him is that we find a wealth of miracles and wonders attributed to him. This is also connected to Pesach because Pesach falls in the month of Nisan, and the Gemara states that if a person sees the letter Nun in a dream, it is a sign that miracles will happen to him. If one sees a word with two Nuns, it is a sign that miracles within miracles will happen to him. Thus we can understand that the month of Nisan, which also has two Nuns, and in which the festival of Pesach occurs, is deeply connected to miracles. Among his Nigunim themselves, there is the voice in the forest and other Nigunim. Why was the Hop Kazakh Nigan specifically chosen? Because, as many know, the military discipline among the Kazakhs was especially strong, more than that of other military-inclined people. They operated with so total self-sacrifice, completely ignoring everything else. As is, the Torah states, he says of his father and mother, "I do not know them." This was the situation during the Shpolo Zeder's later years, as is known to people who were there. This is also connected to the lengthy maimer of the previous Rebbe's Yahrzeit, the discourse of Bossi Legani. Only the soldiers can win the war. The strategy is set by the officers, but it is intended for the soldiers, because they are the ones who bring about actual victory. This is connected to the Sira of Netzach, which is Mesiras Nefesh. Let us do so through joy and gladness of heart and through affluence. And when there is victory in the war, we cry out Hop Kazakh and we begin to dance, may be very soon when we meet our righteous Mashiach. It is worthwhile to note that in the Sicha as well as at the following Fabrengen, the Rebbe stated that the Tzaddikim, the Shpola Zeda, and the Tzaddik known as Reb Leib Soraz are in fact the same person. The Sicha should be consulted for details.
No.